The Boulder Tech Podcast is presented by you. We're seeking sponsors to support our mission to share the stories, passions, and personalities of the people shaping Boulder's unique tech scene. If you'd like to be part of this project and reach a growing and enthusiastic audience, shout at us via Twitter at Boulder Tech Cast or send me a note at joel@dojo4.com. Welcome to the Boulder Tech Podcast. I'm your host, Joel Davis. Our guest for episode number 36 is Andrew Hyde. Andrew's done a lot of things, including founding Boulder Startup Week, the first ever Startup Week anywhere, the 10th annual edition of which runs from May 13th to 17th at many venues across Boulder. We discussed the genesis of Boulder Startup Week and, tangentially, the Boulder Tech Podcast. And we'll hear Andrew's suggestions for how to approach the week and get the most out of it. We touch on a few other topics as well as the Boulder Tech Podcast speaks with Andrew Hyde.
It's a Boulder Tech Podcast.
It is a Boulder Tech Podcast. Andrew, welcome back to the podcast. We're coming up on 2019 Boulder Startup Week. The Boulder Tech Podcast.
Well, let's start out with some appreciation for your year. This is like the 1 year anniversary of the Boulder Tech Podcast.
The 1 year anniversary of the Boulder Tech Podcast.
You've done such an amazing job.
Thank you very much. It's great to have you back. My first return guest, you were guest number one.
Number one and the most current one.
And we're here to talk about the 1 year anniversary, I guess, of the podcast, which we just got that sort of out of the way. But it's been a lot of fun. We can talk about that a little more. And also to talk about Startup Week coming up in just a couple of weeks here.
So let's talk about the podcast, first of all.
Okay.
There are so many people that I've gotten to know because I've listened and that I didn't know in the community and I didn't have the time to sit down and have a coffee with. And I feel like I know them, and that when I finally meet them or when I see them again, I'm going to actually have like a really good amount to talk about. And I just want to thank you for that. So
it's my pleasure. And I've gotten that feedback from several people who contacted me because they heard someone else on the podcast and they had a question, or they thought that they themselves would make a great guest for the podcast. And in many cases that has worked out, but yeah, it's great to know that people are listening and responding.
So that's a good segue into Boulder Startup Week, because Boulder Startup Week is a free, independent 5-day celebration of the unique startup culture of Boulder, Colorado. One of those things that's really funny to me is that we have this, you know, it's not a festival, it's not a conference, it's just kind of, it's a thing. I should probably be better at this. A couple years ago, we did the survey. We said, hey, if you want to come back next year and help out, we need volunteers, we need speakers, we need sponsors. And 80% of the people that filled out the survey wanted to speak. And so that's a funny thing to think about with Boulder. Like, if you do a marketing track, 80% of the room thinks that they're skilled enough to speak about marketing. And so part of that's like, wait, I'm not speaking. I'm not on the tech podcast. And part of that's like, I'm in a room full of just ridiculously talented people that want to show up and support each other. Mm-hmm. And they don't have to be the star of the show. And I think that's just an amazing culture that we've got. And we should celebrate that.
The thread that's run through pretty much every episode of the podcast is the Boulder's sort of give first attitude and people just wanting to support others. And I've felt that firsthand. People supporting me and my efforts with this podcast and other things, and just hearing it related in a number of different ways from a number of different guests. And is that something, as someone who's attended a lot of other startup weeks, who's been in touch with other startup communities, not just in the States, but around the world, is this something that's pretty common everywhere, or is it something that sets Boulder apart?
It's pretty common. People just want to be helpful, right? That's like a very core value that I think a lot of people share. I think what makes Boulder different is we have a lot of people that have made it elsewhere that are trying to define themselves here. And so they have that opportunity. Like, if you move to a new place, that first year is magical because you're putting in the energy. And if you've lived in a place for 20 years, you're not going to try out that new music festival or that new restaurant, or, you know, like you're in your rhythm. And so you've got a lot of people that are thrown out of their rhythm that are coming here. And they made it somewhere else, right? They moved here. They're bold. They have all these entrepreneurial parts of their life. And then they're kind of trying to figure out what to do. And they're kind of tired of hiking after the first week. And so what do you do? So I don't think Boulder is unique in that way, like giving back, but I do think it's unique in that the talent pool here and what people's ambitions with that talent are so different. And you've got just a lot of people that want to make a difference in the world, protect their wealth, create wealth for themselves, create beauty, art, but we're the lowest per capita giving of any city in the U.S. Right, for charity. I don't want to say that Boulder's this unique, lovely giving place when we've got these realities of like, it's kind of a takey place. And it's kind of a place that there's so much going on that it's like, how do I deal with it? Like KGNU, you play a huge role in KGNU. I've never thought to myself, if I don't volunteer for KGNU, it won't go on the air, right? But my hometown, if you didn't show up, stuff didn't happen. And so I think that Boulder, it's big enough that you can be anonymous, but small enough that you can make an impact. And I think that's where it's unique.
And it's interesting that you mentioned that a lot of people who have come to Boulder have already made it elsewhere, because this is something I've thought about. I've noticed that a bit, and I've wondered, is there maybe less pressure here because people have made it elsewhere? So now they're coming to Boulder, this beautiful place, the lifestyle, etc. And this is the place where they can come and they're kind of maybe sort of semi-retired, or could be if they wanted to be. And now they're just working on their passion play. And it's not like, I need to make this work because I need to put food on the table, but more like, I need to make this work because I just really want to make it work.
It's also people that burned out, right? They ran a startup in New York with 100 employees. And then they're like, what am I doing with my life? I'm living a dream of a VC that's about to cut me out. And why did I just spend 8 years of my, So I think that I've met a lot of people that are just kind of like defining who they are. And Boulder's got, we have our spirituality community. We've got our I don't know how to really describe it, but we've got a lot of communities here that thrive. And tech is a sliver. I think tech gets a lot of blame for a lot of the problems in Boulder, but it's a sliver of who we have. Like if you look at the government jobs we have here, with the research laboratories, like that's, I think, the biggest story of Boulder is we have like amazing science, space, NIST, jobs that have been here for 30 years. We have people that have been tinkering and thinking and bringing their friends that they've met on their travels to Boulder to kind of have that downbeat and have that conversation.
And does Startup Week reach out to those communities and try to bring them in?
In ways. I think that there's silos are good, in my opinion, right? Like, okay, so if we've got a government job person, like, your ability to want to go to startup events outside your job is lower than if you are a food entrepreneur and wanting to do more tech, right? So we need to figure out that definition. But yeah, I mean, like, it's wholly inclusive, right? It's a free event. It's 5 days. It's going from, 7 a.m. to 11 p.m. almost every day. So no matter what type of job or kid responsibilities, or if you want to bring your kids, or if you want to bring your dog. So I wanted to kind of go in and look at what would I do if I was looking at the schedule and have that discussion. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Because it's daunting, right? You look at the schedule. Have you looked at the schedule yet?
I've started to, but too much. It was a weekend and I was like, Monday.
So first of all, look at the sidebar and it says filter by type. And that means that's all of the specific tracks we have. So we found it important early on. So this is our 10th year anniversary.
And really quickly, where are people looking?
BoulderStartupWeek.com.
Okay.
It's actually BoulderStartupWeek2019.sked.com, but just go to BoulderStartupWeek.com and there's the link. So if you filter by type, you can see that when we started Boulder Startup Week, it was 10 years ago. And it was really, it was a community effort, but it was really me just saying, like, we're doing this. And I remember meeting with everybody and nobody was really like, that's a good idea. At best, they were like, okay, you should have fun. You seem to be energetic about this. And after a couple of years, we had 55 events the first year, zero funding. I think we spent $500 on food for an event. Like, I think that was the total budget for 55 events. And we were totally pirating our venues. So we were like meeting at coffee shops in the back room and not really telling the coffee shop, which is super bad, but also hilarious that it worked out. So the evolution of it, 10 years on, we have all these needs and all these people that are from, different parts of Boulder, as you said. And we're all obsessed with what we're doing, but also like wanting to share and then wanting to learn about something else. So if I'm a marketer, I might go to something in the accelerator track or the adventure track or the art track or the food track or the founder track or the investor track. There's so many tracks. So each track has about 5 events and they're on different parts of the day. So if you're a marketer, you should be able to find an event you can go to throughout the week. It's such an important thing to understand how to plan. If I go to South by Southwest, it's madness, but there's always somebody bringing me to something, and there's always somebody saying I'm going to something cool, and there's a private party, there's official event or this. In Boulder Startup Week, we haven't really quite figured that out as far as like what's our culture. Most of our attendees attend 3 events total, right? Okay. I think we're going to have over 600 events, and our average attendee will attend 3. It's kind of interesting, right? Like, is that giving back to the community? Is that playing a role of the actual needs? Does everybody have a really good job that they can't escape from or escape their day-to-day responsibilities? We have people flying in from all around the world for this. So if I were to look at my personal schedule, I'm going to filter by type. If I'm brand new, I'm going to go all the way down by the filter by type and go to the popular tag. And the popular tag is going to show me what are the 50 most popular events for Boulder Startup Week. Number one is the opening party with Boulder Beta, another organization we love supporting. This is going to be the 10th anniversary opening party, so we're going pretty big with it. It's going to be at Galvanize, and I'm very excited about it. Also, like, we really try to make sure it's inclusive to everybody. So if you don't drink, we have so many events for you. If you like having a cocktail at the end of the day, we've got cocktails for you. If you're new to town, check out the New to Boulder track, which is my track. Mm-hmm. So I'm the founder of Boulder Startup Week. I'm not speaking at Boulder Startup Week, which I find to be a kind of homage to all the amazingly talented people in town that just want to attend and be a passionate attendee.
Sure.
And so I'm helping plan a lot of it, of course. But like, check out the popular ones. We've got the Boulder Startup Week Job Fair, 5th annual. So that's at Boulder Theater. It's going to be on Wednesday. Have a ton of companies, ton of jobs there. Always one of the biggest events. Always a lot of energy there. If you're hiring, you know, you can get a booth there. And last year we had like 2,000 people walk through.
Wow.
Which is huge, right? I think people are really looking for quality employment, right? They want a purpose and passion.
Would you say a big part of Startup Week is people looking to hire and people looking to be hired?
I mean, it's my personal goal that everybody realizes that they can be an entrepreneur or can be a part of building something. They don't have to be part of a bigger company and not really have an impact. So I think a lot of people kind of catch that bug. They see people like, I mean, 15 years ago or so was my first Boulder startup event that I went to. And I just remember vividly like looking around and be like, everybody here likes their work. I mean, like I just was blown away because I had no idea that, that existed. I thought a job was like you suffered through. You work hard and then you work harder. And then people are like creative and people are traveling. And so I had no idea. So I think when some people come to a Boulder Startup Week event, they're going to see a lovely event and say, wow, I didn't know I could work with that person. Or I didn't know there was an opportunity for somebody like me. One of our attendees, Sarah Beth up at CU, she has a great talk about, you know, multidisciplinary job descriptions and mm-hmm. people that bring. So like, what do you do? Like, oh, I'm a developer and a marketer, right? And so like, I like doing those both. And I'm really good at where those cross over. And that's so powerful. Whereas all the job descriptions right now are just, I do marketing, or, you know, like we're looking for a full marketer. Mm-hmm. And so I remember her talking last year about that. And that was pretty profound to me. Just kind of this who comes and who's looking for work at Startup Week. It's like people that are a little underutilized at their current job, or they're not even working in the industry.
Right. And I believe she's writing a book about that, actually.
She is. She is amazing. And she's also speaking at TEDx Boulder this year.
Oh.
Which is not information that is not on the Boulder Tech Podcast. So whenever this is released, you will be the first to know that. Boomtown's doing their Accelerator Day. I love Boomtown. Check that out if you want to be inspired by some pitches. There's the Startup Crawl, which is, you know, a bunch of downtown Boulder offices open up their office, go and have a snack. So there's just all these basic, or Ignite Boulder as well, which is Wednesday night. And that's going to sell out this week or next week. So make sure to get your tickets if you want to go to that. I think my vision of this sitting down with you is just kind of say, like, how would I go about filling out my schedule? And I think it's more turned into just a discussion about Boulder. And I like that. I think that, that like your intent with your schedule is a discussion about you and how you fit into this town.
Mm-hmm.
And if that's visiting once a year and getting inspired and going for a wonderful hike and meeting some very passionate entrepreneurs, yes, lovely. Welcome. Thanks for being here. Thanks for your energy.
So it's almost easy to say to someone who's never been to Startup Week before, who's just coming to Boulder for the first time, or they're new here, you know, go to the What's Popular track and see what's happening there and check out those big events. What would you say to the grizzled Startup Week veteran who's been to most or all 10 years of Startup Week? What would you recommend to them to find something new? Like you were saying earlier, people who live in a place for a long time, you get into your groove, your rhythm, and you don't really get out of that too much. Yeah. How do we get people out of that?
So first of all, if you have any crushes in town, like you've got this professional, like I know this person works in my industry over somewhere else, and I've never met them, and I see that they're on a panel. Research the friends that you haven't gotten to hang out with and go and support them. So that's first of all, just like put on Facebook or Twitter, like who do I know that's speaking and how can I support you? We need passionate attendees. That's the number one need we have. Everybody's like, how can I help? It's like, I want you to go on the schedule and look for a word like art or collaboration or marketing or whatever that is. And I want you to attend an event that you wouldn't have and go and learn and listen. Every event's under an hour, or 99% of them. So it's a low time investment thing. And after that hour is done, grab those people that you care about or that you just met or you're excited about and go for a walk or go to the next venue or go to base camp and kind of experience and really build community. And I think that's where this event helps the community to be really dangerous, is we help people really be radically connected. And the other thing is if you're new and you're scared about an event, like this is the most welcoming community ever. So like show up to an event, walk in the door, look around, and hopefully there's somebody there that's going to make eye contact with you and say, welcome.
Yeah.
We're glad you're here. Can we help you? Here's a snack or a beverage. And I think that that's like a very fun part for me, is that you don't have to be connected. You don't have to have a bunch of friends. You can be an introvert. You can be somebody that's new and uncomfortable and still just show up, and you're going to have like a damn good time for right. a free ticket.
And I can attest to that as someone who is awkward and uncomfortable sometimes and unfamiliar situations, that I've pretty much had that experience every time. Like, oh yeah, I met some people, they were very nice, and it all just went way better than I thought I would. And just showing up is a big part of it.
Huge.
So to just go pick that random event, like you said, search by a keyword, something that interests you that's maybe outside of your wheelhouse or your regular routine, and go check that out, and you'll probably discover something completely new that yeah. you didn't expect to discover.
And there's another odd thing. We use a scheduling software because we don't think it's respectful for you to show up to an event and you're not able to get into it, right? We have fire codes. We have to like respect the venues that we have. So we put limits on the event, and we realize that some people can't make it for various reasons at the last minute. We kind of plan on that. But if you see something, like if I see that Joel is speaking about the Boulder Tech podcast, I'm going to be there. If it's already full though, I'm going to still add it to my sched, and I might show up and I might peek at the room, and if there's seats open, I'll go in. But if it's packed and there's people outside, I'm going to take five or six people and just start my own conversation.
There you go. Right? Start your own podcast.
Start my own podcast about Joel. It's like the Joel fan club. We're going to meet weekly and record audio about how much we love Joel.
That would be...
We could do it after Terrasonic. Like, I don't know if you guys realize how much of a badass Joel is, but like some of the best music recommendations you can ever get. Great music programming on our local lovely radio station, KGNU.
Thanks.
I can just be your little hype guy.
I appreciate that. And I'm looking for a manager.
Really? Oh, cool. Yeah.
So if anyone out there is interested. I wanted to talk really quickly because basically when you started Boulder Startup Week 10 years ago, it was really just kind of like you and some friends meeting at coffee shops and pulling it all together. Yep. Last year, you launched Glider. A nonprofit that's responsible for producing Startup Week, Ignite Boulder, TEDx Boulder. A year down the road, how's that going?
I can't imagine it's a year. So I have to offer a lot of thanks and gratitude to Yuriko and Rendell, who both are kind of taking the lead on Boulder Startup Week. It used to be Boulder Startup Week was kind of my every waking moment for the 2 months before it. And now I just get to work on my track and get to meet people and make sure that they feel welcome. So massive amount of gratitude to those two. I mean, absolutely stunning work. Adam Mayer is running our sponsorships for Boulder Startup Week. And that's been the biggest impact, profound change that we've had, is actually having the money to do actual parties and rent out quality venues and such. But, you know, if you look at 5 years ago when all these events were happening and they were just going on my credit card, and I was assuming full responsibility for all those events, to now, I think, you know, it's kind of just settled down and just become more professional, right? We've got a great board for Glider. We've started doing our fundraising. and figuring that out in a town that's kind of not notoriously known for being very kind to fundraising. So yeah, I mean, I am just absolutely grateful for everybody that's supported one of these events. I mean, we're selling just over 20,000 tickets a year in a town of 100,000 people. So, I mean, that's a huge endeavor, and we don't have a full-time staff member. We don't have a staff member, right? Like it's all volunteers just throwing down and giving back and trying to figure out how we can best support everybody else. So now we're thinking in the future about like, what's it going to go into? So we've started working on some pilot programs. One is WILD. You'll see that on the Boulder Startup Week track, which is CU's Women Institute of Leadership and Development. And it's amazing. And we just have this wonderful partnership where we kind of have the nonprofit status without a lot of bureaucracy for them. And we let them actually run what they want to run. We've worked with a couple hackathons on campus, and we're just trying to figure out kind of exactly what we need. I think the biggest problem in Boulder or in the world over the next 10 years is going to be loneliness. Mm-hmm. And I think that I felt that personally, just that twinge, right? When like there's FOMO, and then there's JOMO, which is the joy of missing out. And so, you know, there's all these discussions on how do I fit into my community? And I think a lot of the nasty parts of our societies are really people just feeling like they're not valued. Mm-hmm. They're lonely. They don't have people to vent with. They don't have that downtime. And if you go to cafes, you know, everybody's on their laptop, listening to their own music, not talking to each other, right? Like every morning, I wrote this a couple of years ago, every morning I go to a crowded place to be alone.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like I want to be with somebody. I want to actually have that community.
Right.
And so I think Glider is going to start running pilots and looking at that. So if you have any ideas on that, on how our community is going to kind of solve that problem, I'd love to know.
Well, that's really interesting, because that was a question I was going to ask you, was your thoughts about virtual connection versus in real life connection, and how Startup Week, obviously just a week of bringing people together. So there's all sorts of opportunities for those in real life connections. And yes, the virtual connecting is, you know, Google Hangout call is just how it's going to be sometimes. I guess I'm old enough to have grown up in the analog world and then crossed the bridge into the digital world. And I feel like there's something missing in the digital world. And my sense is that people are feeling that something is missing. And I think that lack of person-to-person, face-to-face connection is a big part of that. I mean, look, I mean, even like TurboTax, which is, you know, your do-it-yourself online. Now they have CPAs that you can talk to, or accountants that you can talk to live. And I just think that bringing that human connection back is a big part of what's got to happen next. Absolutely. In tech.
You know, we had one of our legends pass away recently, which is Adam Rubinstein. And I just went to his memorial this last weekend. And he was the most lovely and charismatic person. Like everybody at the memorial service kind of was like running around like, does anybody have a negative thing to say about Adam ever? You know, and it's not saying he didn't have struggles, but like he was just this lovely, lovely human that we got to experience a lot through the Boulder community, right? He ran financial modeling for hundreds of companies. He had a Boulder startup that raised money. He worked in biotech. He founded BioBeers. He gave back a lot and was a big part of Boulder and kind of why I'm here, to be honest. So it was really an amazing remembrance of Adam this weekend, but it was also, you know, you're looking around and people are reading out of journals that he gave them 20 years ago, you know, where they're writing terrible poetry outside Trident, and that's their words, not mine. Every bit of poetry I've read it or written at Trident has been pretty bad in hindsight. I highly recommend you do this, though.
I've written a lot of bad poetry at the Trident.
Exactly. I'm going to actually, you know, make a plaque for him and kind of give my remembrance of him. But, you know, every day was a gift was his thing.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And you'd see him, and I remember him saying that, but I never connected that he said that a lot. I vividly remember him, you know, like, how's it going? And he's like super stressed, looking at his laptop, you know, things are blowing up, things are too much. And, you know, he was always that kind soul. And a couple of the old school baristas from Trident were there, Mick and Mark. And, you know, we were just laughing about how Adam could be in line after 6 hours of somebody going through the line with a barista that's surlier as can be and stop and say, hey, man, every day's a gift. Like, we're here, and crack a smile on the barista's face. So I'm thinking about Adam a lot. I'm thinking about just kind of like how I spend my days right now. in the Boulder community and beyond, of just like, how do I value all these friends that I have and all these people that I have? How do I make sure that they're in really good work? You know, that's something I really, really focus on. I mean, I hate seeing, you know, a lot of my friends, you know, kind of get in this trap, be working jobs they don't like, or be working for investors that are really controlling them and using them and kind of being disingenuous about their goals. So like, how does the community, you know, reflect that? I think you're seeing a lot of the, you know, 10 years ago, it was kind of like, this like raising money was the holy grail, and now you're just kind of like, ooh, working a job you love with people you value is the holy grail. And so I'm seeing that more and more. And I think that if you look at the programming, I think you're going to see that as well. What we're developing as a community, this is all volunteer, right? So this is all passion projects. So these are people that are just like giving for some reason. And we really try to make sure it's not marketing. We really try to make sure that the events are not like, look at me or buy my products. But they're really actually like, I've been thinking about this, right? TEDx is that way. When you're talking about Glider, it's like, what idea do you have that's counterculture?
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of every talk, right? What idea do you have? Do you really want to like develop on, or do you want to think about it? And like, there's an amazing idea, like, let's end poverty. But then like, what have you done about that? That's where TEDx is really shining. And that's where Boulder Startup Week is really shining, is you've got like marketing hacks. You've got people that like really have thought about this and really have tried to build something and look at it differently and develop it beyond the basic. Maybe there's something to that with Boulder. There's a complexity.
Sure. And it's easy for anyone to get stuck in that sort of hole of, I'm not enjoying my job, I'm not getting anywhere, yep, this isn't working for me. And that's part of the beauty of Boulder Startup Week in particular, is that here is an event that if you can just break away, get out of that hole, for just a couple of hours, there are people waiting to extend a hand and a smile and show you a different way, and that it really is achievable.
Yeah.
To find that better place.
Yeah. I think a topic I'm going to be digging into right this startup week especially is around kind of mental health, and around like, we're famous for founders having depression issues, and we're not asking, why are we pushing people into this really unhealthy environment?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not convinced that we're doing the best to support them. And I'm not convinced that we as a community are doing the best we can to say, this isn't okay, right? It's like, I'm sorry that you're in a bad situation. And I'm sorry that we kind of showed you through our mentorship that this is the way to run a startup. But I'm sorry that we didn't actually address, or we led you up to a mountain that's just a shitty view.
Mm-hmm.
And right, you thought it was going to be a good view. And now we're saying, well, you chose to hike. Like, yeah. I'm digging into that a lot right now. I'm looking at the community, and maybe that's a discussion. If you see me, grab me. Like, how do we actually build? I'm seeing more people that want to build a 4-person startup that never gets above 4 people,
mm-hmm,
than I am people that want to build a 100-person startup.
Well, it's nice to see, and maybe this is part of what I was saying earlier about the analog and the digital and all of that, is just like, people are starting to see the pendulum is swinging maybe back towards balance instead of, you know, what was the thing? If you're not willing to work 100 hours a week on your startup, then it's doomed to failure.
Right.
And it's, I mean, that just seems not,
it's silly,
desirable.
Yeah. I met somebody 3 days ago, and they were just like flailing, right? Absolutely flailing at the project. And I was like, I looked up to them so much because they're such a good person around good people. And I was like, sweet. Well, I'm your unofficial intern. I'm helping out. I'm going to spend the next 2 weeks just volunteering and leading you in the right direction.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, cool, how much do I need to pay you for that? I'm like, no, that's not what I'm asking here. Like, you're in a situation where somebody should step up for you, and I'm going to step up for you, and I'm going to step away. And I think that that's a brilliant part of how I've kind of designed my life to be, is I can do that. But like, how many times a day does that happen?
Right.
In this community? And that's not tech. That's just parenting. That is being a friend at an office. That is being somebody on the bus together. That's sharing the road. That's, you know, working at a restaurant. That happens all the time. How do you show up for everybody in the community? And like, yeah, let's have a discussion on that through these events, before, during, and after. But like, how do you show up for each other?
Well, as someone who's been showing up for this community for quite a long time, it's good to see you still doing it, and still not just doing it yourself, but setting an example for others and trying to promote that philosophy, that attitude.
I think I'm having the most fun I've had now, right? After 10 years of doing it and 10 years of different structures and me in the lead and me, you know, trying to be the guy, and now like me like really being in the background. Mm-hmm. Like, how do I empower others? How do I step up when I need to step up and not step up, you know?
Right.
But we've got these beautiful events coming up. Ignite just has so much soul to it. I love Ignite so much. We're gonna have a really fun one. And that's on the Wednesday Boulder Startup Week. TEDx is June 1st, and it's at Chautauqua, which is my favorite venue in the world. And we have, I'm gonna go out on them. I think we've been doing TEDx for 10 years now too. And this is the best lineup we've had as far as who is on it. And we're announcing that lineup this week. But I am absolutely stunned on who we have and what stories and what ideas they're going to bring.
Well, I'm definitely looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to Ignite, as someone who just went through that process for the last Ignite. That's
you spoke. You had a phenomenal talk about mixtapes.
What
a
it's,
I loved it.
Thank you. And, you know, and what an incredible experience that was. And so now knowing what those speakers have gone through to make it to that podium, I'll be all the more appreciative, and I'm looking forward to that.
And then we have Boulder Startup Week.
And then the whole Startup Week.
My word. I mean, I just got back from South by Southwest, and I had a phenomenal time. I think it was my 14th South by Southwest that I've been to. But I'm looking at this schedule, and I'm like, this is the same experience that I'd have there.
Mm-hmm.
People are more regionally centric onto Colorado and the Mountain West, but like, this is a stacked lineup, and it's free. And it's people that just want to give back and be a part of this community. And I think that's just brilliant.
Well, I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to talking to a lot of people for this podcast all week long. We'll be recording out of Dojo Ford, 17th and Pearl. Come by and say hello. We're going to have like a studio with a window you can look through and see these conversations happening, for whatever that's worth. If you're into that kind of thing, come down and check it out. And of course, Dojo Ford will be part of the Startup Crawl as well. That's on Tuesday of Startup Week.
So good, Joel. Thank you so much for all the work you do, man.
And thank you, Andrew. Anything else you'd like to add?
I think you're one of the most tirelessly under-recognized advocates of the community here. So I want to say thank you.
Thank you. It's great to be part of it. And
let me share my New Year's resolution as well.
Okay.
This year, I decided to not have someplace to go. And it was a reflection on Boulder, where I was like, I was showing up and I'd have like these great friends. And then like we'd get done with our meeting, and at 10 o'clock, everybody left to something else. And everybody's doing something else. And it was just like, go, 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 go. And I'm like having a dinner party. And at 9 p.m., people are like, oh, I got to do this. And it's like, ah, like we've got our days so scheduled well. You know, we're doing so much. But we're also not being there. And not like being in the moment and not being there for our friends. So experiment with that this year, maybe with Startup Week. Go to an event you like.
And don't have anything planned for after. See where it goes.
Where are you going? Where are you going after this, Joel?
Yeah.
Oh, can I join?
Yeah.
That sounds great. That's something I would have never gone to, and I want to experience that, and maybe I'm going to learn something about C programming.
That's or something, yeah. For sure. Cool. Andrew Hyde, thanks very much.
Thanks so much, Joel.
Have a great Startup Week.
Oh my goodness, I'm so excited.
That was Andrew Hyde, founder of Boulder Startup Week. The 10th edition of Boulder Startup Week takes place May 13th to 17th. Learn more at boulderstartupweek.com and follow Andrew on Twitter at Unicorn. The Boulder Tech Podcast is made possible in part by Glider, a Colorado-based community movement and nonprofit that produces Boulder's Ignite and TEDx events, as well as Boulder Startup Week. Learn more and consider a donation at glider.com. Thanks to Dojo 4 for providing space for the Boulder Tech Podcast HQ, and to KGNU Community Radio for studio usage. Our intro music is by Echo Deck. Hear more at echodeck.com. That's ECCODEK. Our outro music is by Earthrise Sound System. You'll find them at earthrisesoundsystem.com. The Boulder Tech Podcast is produced by me, Joel Davis. Your feedback, criticisms, and comments are welcome. Reach me at joel@dojo4.com. Thanks for listening. We'll see you back here for the next episode of the Boulder Tech Podcast.